is the monthly report for Aid Northwest. Aid Northwest is Advocates for Immigrants in Detention Northwest. Aid Northwest supports immigrants in detention and when released from the Northwest ICE Processing Center in Tacoma through welcoming services focused on transitional support and connection to vital resources for resettlement. This is the Aid Northwest report for December 2022, compiled by Dixie Gerkman. This is Dixie Gerkman, and I am one of the more than 200 volunteers at Aid Northwest. Our welcome center is located in front of the Tacoma ICE Detention Center on the Industrial Tide Flats and consists of an RV, two large tents, and a honey bucket. Our December statistics included greeting 96 immigrants and giving them 87 backpacks, 86 coats, in addition to gloves, hats, other clothes, shoelaces. Our immigrant guests appreciated the hot coffee, soup, tea, and chocolate for the very chilly December days. They also enjoyed an abundance of snacks and bag lunches to take on the airplanes. We made 40 visits inside the detention center and wrote 60 letters. 15 guests stayed at our hospitality house, while others stayed at volunteer host homes. We donated $140 in phone funds and a total of 859 volunteer hours. In December, the Holiday Hope campaign was a huge success, raising over $8,000 in phone funds for detainees. The latest addition to the Welcome Center is a honey bucket, as our guests are no longer able to use the facilities inside the detention center after they are released. I will share excerpts for three of our volunteers' reports. Number one, Wendy. We welcomed four lovely guests from India. She so appreciated the warm clothes. I worked with one of our translators, and she was able to be picked up by 5 p.m. by a family member. A young man from Eritrea. Mark worked with the man's contacts in Rainier Beach in Seattle, and they left together to get dropped off there. A gentleman from India. Kaki worked with him. He helped with translation and spoke English well. He was appreciative of being hosted at the hospitality house for the night while he worked on an airline ticket. A young man from Guatemala, Sahia, communicated effectively in Spanish with his family. They could get the money tomorrow. He too went to the hospitality house. Number two, Dixie. An early Tacoma snow turned to rain by the time our great crew, Bill, Carla, Michael, and I arrived. Our one released guest from Brazil arrived at 3 p.m., and Michael was able to communicate with him and his family about buying the ticket. We also had a young woman and her beautiful baby stop by. Her husband was detained, and she had come to bond him out, but not able to do so, was waiting until 6 p.m. to visit him. They were from Venezuela, and Bill listened to her story of their tremendous struggle for the journey to the U.S. Our guests enjoyed the hot coffee, snacks, and warm tent heater. The young Brazilian obtained his ticket by 4:30. Perry, our P-Dan, took him to the bus, and we closed up at 4:45. Number three, Dixie. Tonight, Carla, Caroline, Lane, and I welcomed two guests from Brazil and Peru who were flying to New York and Boston. They were happy to have the hats, gloves, jackets, and warm cocoa and coffee. Also, Wendy, another volunteer, left some cookies, and Carolyn brought cupcakes for everyone to enjoy. The sponsors for the Brazilian man and the family of the Peruvian man quickly purchased their tickets. Lane and Carolyn carpooled, and they were able to take the men directly to the airport on their way home. ICE called and said no more releases and no planned releases, so we closed up at 5:45. This is Louisa Beal with Aid Northwest. So I'm here with Tim Chen to talk about the Aid Northwest Board. Hi, Tim.
Hi. How are you, Louisa?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I hope you are too.
Excellent. Yes. Trying to get ready for the holidays.
Yes. So I joined the Aid Northwest Board last spring, sometime March, April. And so I've been kind of learning the ropes, but you've been on the board for quite a while. When did you join the board?
Well, I started almost 3.5 years ago. I was elected, I don't remember the year actually, but I'm on my second 2-year term, which will end in April of 2023. So it's almost 4 years.
Wow. Yeah. So it's my understanding that there are term limits for board members. Is that correct?
That's correct. Each term is 2 years, and you're allowed to have 2 consecutive terms. Gives the 4 years. If you choose to come back, you have to wait another year before you can come back, according to the bylaws of the organization.
Okay. Well, that actually makes kind of sense. You know, we don't want people to get burned out.
That's true. Yeah.
So what did you do with Aid Northwest before you were on the board?
Well, my wife and I joined in the very early days of Aid Northwest when we originally started the Welcome Center down at the Northwest ICE Processing Center, the detention center in the Tacoma Tide Flats. My wife and I volunteered every Monday. In the early days, of course, the turnover rate of volunteers was horrendous because quite a lot of people just decided, you know, this is not for me. And and of course, we were all making everything up as we went.
Sure.
So it was kind of fun in a way.
Yeah. Well, it's such rewarding work.
Yes. People are so grateful for just the little bit of help that you provide. And, it's kind of a transitory thing because you only are able to help them for, maybe a few hours. And then they're on their way to wherever they're going. And, we have, all of us have our favorite stories of incidents that happened during that period of time. But it was fun. But we stopped doing that work when COVID first came out. We're in that older age bracket, and that makes it difficult to, plus, you know, as well as I do, that early days of COVID, we didn't know what we didn't know. That was pretty scary. Other than that, it was a very serious disease.
Yeah, it kind of interrupted a lot of things.
Sure did.
Yeah. But from what I understand, I've not been to the Welcome Center. I need to go visit at least. But, from the people that I've talked to, it's so rewarding. It is so uplifting to see people come out of detention and then just be amazed at, oh my gosh, here's a coat, here's a snack, here's a backpack, this is how I get to the airport. I mean, all of those things are truly amazing.
Yes, it is. It's you ever have a chance to actually see where the detention center is, you realize that it's smack in the middle of an industrial zone with no public access to public services. So if you can imagine here you were transferred up from the southern border, put in Tacoma, Washington, which you have no idea where that is, and then you're released to the gate, and wow, what do I do now? Where do I go?
Yeah, and it's like a wasteland there.
Well, it's industrial, and and there's no directions. So it's it is very rewarding. Some people we've had a few instances where some of the detainees that were released were a little distrustful. They weren't sure whether we were there to help, but 99% of them are just extremely grateful for
Well, it's understandable. I mean, you know, last time they showed their face, they were swept up and put in detention.
That's true.
Yeah.
In the early days, most of them that came out were had been residents of the U.S. for a long time. That's when, during the Obama administration, they swept through the meat packing plants and stuff like that, picking up illegals, folks that are here illegally. So, you know, some of these folks have been here 15, 20 years.
Wow.
They're picked up. And so, but that's changed. It's no longer those individuals that are being released from the detention center.
Yeah. So when did you join the board? Well, you said it was like 3.5 years ago.
Right.
So what was your impetus to join the board?
Well, we had been volunteering for several years, and Bill Tudor was the chair of the board at that time. And he asked me if I would be assume the role of chair for the board of directors upon when his term ended. And I said I would. So I joined the board, and then was elected as chair subsequent meeting. So I've been the chair for, almost the whole 3.5 years.
Yeah.
It's been an interesting ride.
Yes. Well, you've certainly been chair ever since I've been on the board, and I think you do an amazing job. I'm going to be sorry to see you go.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So do you have plans?
Personally or for the chair position?
Well, I guess that is an open question. Well, first... for the chair, I mean, have you?
No, we are still trying to find somebody with the, you know, this requires a certain amount of management experience and skills. I spent my whole career certainly in for-profit businesses, and nonprofits is a little bit different because you're dealing with volunteers who can vote with their feet at any moment in time.
Right.
We haven't had a lot of, but hopefully I have some a fallback plan, and hopefully we have some candidates who can make sure the transition is smooth. Also, with Deborah Cruz being elevated to executive director, a lot of the things that I've been doing over the last 3.5 years will shift to that executive director position.
I've had to do a
lot of things which are atypical of a board chair, but that's, you know, we're a young organization. We're getting more mature and developing more of a management structure, if you will.
Yeah. So. Well, I'm on several other boards, and I have to say that the Aid Northwest board is by far the most organized.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Oh. Well, other than serving on our parish, which is the equivalent of the board, I've never been on another nonprofit board. Parish life, of course, is different than even a regular nonprofit. But anyway, we won't go there. that's a different kettle of fish.
Yes. So do you, are you going to be continuing volunteering with Aid Northwest? I know you have a real job out there somewhere.
Yeah. Well, that's the, something I'll have to think about because, you know, if you have a new chair, you have to step back and allow that individual to, you know, assume the role without he or she having to, you know, have me in the background second guessing what they're doing. They have to step forward into it. So I don't know what's going to happen. I think we have a strong crew for the Welcome Center, so I'm not sure that we feel comfortable going back to doing that kind of work. But, you know, the work that we do with Aid Northwest is certainly very important to myself and my wife, and it is somehow we will support that going forward.
Yeah.
Don't know how, but I'm sure something will come up.
So let's see. Is there anything you'd like to add?
I thought I would tell a couple of our stories of our, the people that we've helped.
Oh, yes.
The Fast and the Welcome Center. There's certainly some of these are kind of awkward, funny. One young man we helped was, he was a student at University of Washington up in Seattle, the main campus. And he was, had a visa, student visa. And he decided one weekend he would just go up to Canada, visit, not thinking, kids of that age don't tend to think carefully. And it turns out his visa expired while he was in Canada. So he came back, was picked up, and sent, put the detention center. He didn't stay long. I mean, he got cleared up pretty quickly. But it just,
there's so much paperwork and bureaucracy that has to be dealt with.
Yeah. So anyway, I took him to the bus station so he could go back.
And oh, good.
He didn't even have bus fare, but, we always paid for the bus fare. I said, no, I'll pay for it. And I told him to be sure and make his parents proud. Don't tell them about this.
Yeah.
And the other thing that comes to mind is that there's some African folks that were released. I forget what country they were from, but we spent 4 years in Brazil. So I was at one point pretty fluent in Portuguese. And I was surprised when one of them started speaking Portuguese and said, how do you know Portuguese? He said, well, I went to Brazil for the Olympic Games to work. And then once that was over, they let me go. So I decided I'd immigrate to the U.S. So that was just so startling to have him just start speaking Portuguese. Anyway, I could go on. There's lots of little stories like that.
Yeah.
Part of it is also, the Welcome Center is you spend a lot of time just waiting for the releases. So you get to know the other volunteers. You know. Their history, all about their children, so that's also a fun part.
Oh, that's a big plus.
Yeah, it is a big plus. I do miss that. Just chatting.
Yeah.
It's funny how we all come to this work.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing work and it's important work. And I'm really grateful that you've been so active for the last many years.
Yeah. It has it's had its rewards, and certainly I believe that we're a stronger organization today, and I think that I certainly don't believe that the need for our work is going to disappear anytime soon.
Yeah.
There are folks that say, we shouldn't have a private detention center, but they're not thinking beyond the immediate source of their this unpleasantness. Unless we change immigration policies, there will always be people in detention. And
right. The
question is, do you want them detained here, at least in an urban location, versus somewhere in the middle of country where there are no services? And, getting to the airport is just or the bus station or whatever. It's just so I think if I had a suggestion to those that listen to this program, try to envision the whole picture when you have some thoughts about immigration, people who come to this country, and yes, they're breaking the law, but these are not criminals. They're seeking a better life.
Right.
That's how this country was founded, frankly.
Yeah. And from what I understand, so many of these are fleeing for their lives.
Yeah, it's you hear some of their stories, and it's really sad. If you put yourself in their place, and you face the kind of things that they're facing, I might make the same decision. There's no easy answers.
Yeah, that's true. Very true.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Tim. And
you're very welcome.
I hope to see you even when you're off the board. Maybe, we'll be having more committee meetings in person. But
yes, That would be good to get back to that. It's, you miss seeing people in person. Hopefully we'll get through this COVID sometime in the future.
Yeah, sometime. Thank you so much, Jim.
Thank you.
You can register now for our next community meeting. Email us at officevolunteer@aidnorthwest.org. Again, that is officevolunteer@aidnorthwest.org. Aid Northwest is financed 100% through donations from individuals and private organizations. Aid Northwest relies on the over 200 volunteers, a small paid staff, and is only possible because of the many generous donors. Please visit our website for donation information. Financial donations, as well as donations of food, clothing, and backpacks, are gratefully accepted. There are many volunteer opportunities, from assisting at the Welcome Center, supporting immigrants while in detention, to serving on a committee. You can learn more at the website aidnorthwest.org. That is aidnw.org. You can email us at officevolunteer@aidnorthwest.org. Aid Northwest, supporting immigrants with dignity while in detention and upon release. Thank you.